pretty long gospel reading for this early Monday morning. But within this gospel, we see the power of Jesus, the power of freedom that's available to each one of us. So Jesus is going across the sea to the other side. He's going to pagan territory, to those people who had not received the promise, who are outside of the covenant. So again, early on in Mark's gospel, Christ is going out to everyone. And maybe we can look at just four things of this passage. That he was within the tombs, in the graveyard. He was going to the place of the dead. There were pigs, there were swine there, an unclean animal that if the Jewish person touched or ate or were around it were unworthy to go to temple. Then the swine went into the sea, the place of chaos, the place where the devil reigns. And then the demon's name was Legion, which was the title of the Roman army, the occupying army. So in all, you can say these four things that describe the enemy and the condition of the enemy. And Jesus goes right to it. So maybe we're not filled with the legion of the demon, and maybe we don't live among the tombs of the dead, and maybe we're not ritually impure, or maybe we're not part of the infiltrating army. But what part of us is not yet consecrated to the Lord? What part of us is not yet surrendered to the life-giving gift of the Holy Spirit? That's the part of your life that Christ wants to come to, that he will come to. And he will set you free and he will heal you. And then he will give you the charge, the commission, to go and spread the good news to everyone so that they can be amazed at the good work that Jesus is doing in your life and in your life. In a couple of chapters, when Jesus returns to this territory, everyone knows about him. Everyone has heard the good news, and they all flock to him to be part of his life. This is the power that we have. Not only to be set free within our own life, but to change the lives of everyone that we meet. Allow the Lord to set you free. Allow the Lord to heal you and to bring you to full and true life. And then go and tell the world the good news. Go and tell them all that Jesus has done for you so that the world would be amazed.